The Lux Hour of Romance and Mystery. Lever Brothers Company, makers of Lux Toilet Soap, the complexion care that can give you refreshing new beauty, presents for your entertainment an hour of romance and mystery. The Lux Radio Theater will be with us again in September. During the month of June, we are bringing you romantic love stories of today and yesterday, and also an absorbing drama of people who walk the great white way. It's an hour of exciting romance and thrilling mystery. Here's beauty news. A definite promise of smoother, fresher skin for you. It's the newly discovered Skin Tonic Action in Lux Soap Care. Skin Tonic Action actually stimulates moisture within your skin. And it's moisture within that makes your skin look really smooth, lastingly smooth. Yes, it's moisture within that brings radiant freshness. Your complexion must have natural moisture to look its loveliest. And that's just what Skin Tonic Action in Lux Care gives you. Day by day, you'll see your complexion look smoother, and it stays smoother. And girls, if you have a dry skin problem, you, above all, should discover the wonderful blessing of Skin Tonic Action. Dry-looking skin is often dry within, lacking the natural moisture it needs. Skin Tonic Action in Lux Care quickly helps correct this condition from within. It brings new softness, a radiant, younger look. With Skin Tonic Action, just one cake of Lux Toilet Soap makes any normal skin definitely smoother, definitely fresher. You can prove that yourself so easily. Try Lux. Start daily Lux facials now. You'll find life's lovely when you're Lux lovely. Romance, bringing you unforgettable stories of love and romance. Tonight, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap present John C. Fleming and Lois Eby's unusual love story, The Glass Wall.
May I help you?
I'd like to see the district attorney.
He's busy at the moment. Can you wait?
I've got all the time in the world, I guess.
Sit down, then. It won't take that long, Mr.
Stevens. Jim Stevens.
Mr. Jim Stevens. All right, Mr. Stevens. I'm sure it won't be long. May I ask the nature of your business with the district attorney?
The nature of my business? Such a pat phrase. I wondered where I'd begin once I got in to see the district attorney. I guess I'd have to start with that night Gary Myers had hooked a ride with me.
Yeah, I'm glad I ran into you, Jim. I'd never have gotten a cab in a downpour like this.
You'd be better off in a motorboat. This stuff's really coming down.
Seems like you're always doing favors for me, Jim.
I haven't done so much, Mr. Myers.
Oh, look, Jim. Any guy who catches a $50,000 error in my books can call me by my first name.
That's my job. An auditor's supposed to catch mistakes like that.
Well, I'll never forget it. And someday, I'll be able to show my gratitude in a really effective way.
Ah, forget it, Gary.
No, I'm serious. I'd like to help. Your kid sister's doctor and hospital bills must be terrific.
Pretty rough. But I'll get them paid someday.
But tell me, does the doctor have any idea how much longer Mary will have to stay in the hospital?
Well, it depends. I'm supposed to call him at 10 tonight. He'll have the results of Mary's latest x-rays by then. If they say the job's done, I'll get her home pretty soon. If not, it'll mean another operation.
I hope it's good news for both your sakes. Mary's a wonderful kid, Jim. Liz and I are very fond of her, you know.
Oh, she's crazy about you and Mrs. Myers, too. You know, you've been wonderful to her.
Oh, here's Laurel Canyon. I'll take a cab up.
Wish I could drive you, Gary, but I still got quite a way to go.
If I were you, I'd tell that client of yours either to move in from the beach or keep regular office hours.
You know how we treat clients, Gary. The customer's always right, rain or shine, day or night.
Well, good night, Jim. And thanks.
Half an hour later, I made the turn at Ocean Inn and started up the dark, winding canyon toward my client's house. I could hear the roar of a car moving up fast on the curve behind me. A minute later, I saw the faint red of the taillights lurch to the canyon side, and then I didn't see anymore. I just heard. I left the flashlight play down into the canyon from the rim of the road. The rain had already washed away any marks in the road itself, but 100 feet below, a convertible lay on its side, the wheels still turning slowly. Started down. Canyon wall was muck and loose shale that dropped off sharply. The driver had been thrown through the canvas top. He was sprawled 30 feet to one side, face up, and dead. I hesitated a moment and then gingerly pulled out his wallet to see who he was. And then suddenly I heard a roar from above, an avalanche.
Oh, I did it! I never know, but I managed to get clear and watch the mounting layers of rock and brush and mud cover the body.
And then it was all silence. And I was sick. Bradley Croft, 1052 Paseo Miramar. That's what the identification in the dead man's wallet read. 1052 was two turns up the road. No one answered my knock. When I forced the French doors and got inside, no one answered my calls. It was a bachelor layout. Beer in the refrigerator, no food. Expensively furnished, but no phone. It was crazy. I went back to Ocean Inn to call the police.
Hey, might as well have a drink, Mac. That doll's just got started on the phone. I know her. She uses it like it's her private line.
That the only phone you got?
That's it. You want a drink?
Yeah. Bourbon, straight.
Well, that'll pass the time for you.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead. Live.
It's not a bad idea.
The booze?
The living.
Beach croaking, I guess.
Yeah, it does. It's a good thing, living.
What's the matter, Mac? You just get the word, or are you trying to give it to me?
Forget it. I just came in to use the phone.
She's still yakking. You want another blast?
No, thanks. How much do I owe you?
75.
I pulled out the wrong billfold by mistake. Bradley Croft's was handsomer and fatter than mine. I dug a bill out of mine and tucked it away. And then I took a good look at what made Croft's wallet so fat. The first three bills were 50s, and they were just the beginning. The grand total was $12,000.
Hey, Mac, you all right?
Yeah. I'm all right. Sorry.
Well, you can use the phone now. The doll's finished.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
$12,000. No one knows but me. Dough that belongs to a guy who's dead and buried under an avalanche. $12,000 I can use.
I'm afraid I've kept you waiting.
Oh. That's all right.
I couldn't tell. Were you looking so intently at the phone booth or at me?
Well, up until now, I was looking at the phone booth.
It's all yours. I mean the phone.
Her perfume clung to the phone booth. Made it a little tough to remember I'd been waiting to call the police. It was tough to think of anything but her. My eyes followed her to the bar. Then to the clock above it. Straight up, 10 o'clock. I'd get the word from the doc first.
It isn't all bad news, Jim, but Mary will have to have that operation.
Oh, that poor kid. Poor little devil.
She's in good shape for it, Jim. I'd like to operate in the morning, if that's all right with you.
Well, what's it got to do with me? You think it's right for Mary, Doc? We'll do it, that's all.
It's an expensive operation, Jim.
Okay, so it's expensive. I never kicked about the expense, have I?
No, of course not. I just thought I should tell you.
That's okay, Doc. Don't worry about it. Everything's okay.
And thanks.
You bet, Jim. See you tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Good night. Accident. I skidded off the road a quarter of a mile up Paseo Miramar. I turned over a couple of times. You can't see it from the road.
We'll find it. You want it towed in and fixed up?
Yeah, it's a gray 52 convertible. I'm on my way out of town for a few days. I'll call you when I get back.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I'll have to have a name on that.
What?
Your name. I'll need your name for the billing.
Oh. Bradley Croft. 1052 Paseo Miramar.
Miramar. Okay, we'll get it.
Thanks.
Well, hello.
Hi.
I wondered if you'd come over.
I bet you did.
I mean it. I even asked the bartender if he knew who you were.
He doesn't.
That's what he said.
Can I buy you a drink?
Would you like to?
I'd love to. What would you like?
Scotch on the rocks would be fine.
Huh? Bartender, two scotch on the rocks.
Right, Mac. Find out his name yet, Miss Foster?
I'm working on it.
I'll get the poison. Maybe he'll talk then.
You did ask him who I was. Why?
I thought maybe he knew you. And I wanted to.
Why?
Because I saw you. And I liked what I saw.
My name's Jim Stevens, Miss Foster.
My name's Molly, Jim. You're not married or anything?
Not married or anything. You?
Didn't you hear him? It's Miss Foster.
Here you go. Now all you need is something to drink to, huh?
I think maybe I found something to drink to. Haven't I, Jim? How do they do it? How do Hollywood stars look crisp and cool when the temperature hits a sizzling 90? Ah, that's a beauty trick you can borrow. Hollywood's glamorous stars are devoted to daily baths with fragrant white Lux toilet soap. Yes, you'll find the minute you relax in the creamy lather of a Lux beauty bath, your hot, wilted feeling just disappears.
And as your Lux bath refreshes you, it actually beautifies your skin.
You know, Lux Care has skin tonic action that gives you smoother shoulders, more satiny arms. Yes, skin tonic action brings you the lovelier skin that summer's bareback fashions demand. You'll find your daily bath is a real beauty treatment.
The big bath size Lux gives you the treat of really luxurious, really abundant lather.
Lather that's scented with a lovely flower-like fragrance. And this delightful perfume really clings to your skin, makes you sure of daintiness, makes you confident of charm.
Tomorrow, try Hollywood's favorite beauty pickup. Get the big bath-size Lux toilet soap. Remember, 9 out of 10 screen stars are Lux girls. And now for the second act of The Glass Wall, as we return to romance. Molly was one of those things that happened quick, but you knew it was good. It felt good. Everything felt good. Even the $12,000 that belonged to the dead man. I could pay for Mary's operation and all her back bills and still have a good $6,000 left. When I got back to the office from the hospital after Mary's operation, there was an urgent call waiting for me from Gary Myers. I went right over to his office.
This is one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals, Jim. Just the kind of thing I've hoped to be able to let you in on.
Yeah?
But we've got to move right away, and it has to be a secret, for obvious reasons.
Well, it must be big.
It is. Briefly, it's this. I've been buying up Whitehall paper stock at $6 a share. Myers Corporation stock is selling between 70 and 72. Now then, I don't know how long the deal will take to go through, but when it does, we'll trade 3 shares of Whitehall for 1 of Myers. You see the chance for making a cleaning?
I'll say I can.
Jim, if you can get hold of some money, even a few $1,000, I'll sell you all the Whitehall stock you can buy. When the deal goes through, you sell your Myers stock, and you're set.
Yeah, I can really make a killing with just a few thousand.
Beg, borrow, or steal it, but get that money to me as soon as you can. It's a sure thing, Jim. A sure thing.
I was thinking of Mary. And I was thinking of Molly, too. Maybe I could buy a life now with Bradley Croft's money. I knew it was wrong, but too much was at stake not to worry about right and wrong.
These hot dogs are wonderful. I'd forgotten how good they can taste.
Stick with me, Molly. I'll give you the simple life. Hot dogs on the pier and things like sea air and surf. If it's cheap or it's free, I'm your man.
I think you're my man, Jim. I like all the things you have to offer.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if I offered more?
I like it the way it is. You know I like it.
I think you do. I just don't understand it, I guess. When I first saw you, you looked expensive. I thought it would take money.
Jim.
Now, you know what I mean. Ciro's, LaRue, where the money goes. Didn't know you'd go for hot dogs. And me.
I didn't know I would either. But I do.
Molly, I guess I want to know what went on before me. I guess I want to know where you went. Who took you, your clothes, your perfume, the rings. You don't talk about anything but us and now.
Us and now are the only things that are important to me, Jim.
There are things you're not telling me, aren't there, Molly?
Yes, there are.
I thought so.
And how about you? Is your life a wide-open book? Isn't there something you're not telling me?
Yes. There is.
This thing you're not telling me, does it keep you from loving me?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Molly. Please, please believe that.
I believe you. And you must believe me. Whatever happened before, whoever I knew, you're the only man. Really.
I couldn't stay away from her. And she didn't seem to want me to. One evening I came home from work. I remember I was in a big hurry to pick up Molly because it was an anniversary for us. We'd known each other 2 weeks. I was just passing the landlady's door on the way up to my apartment when...
Jim! Jim!
Oh, Mrs. Hamner, good evening.
I want to talk to you.
Well, couldn't we do it another time? I'm sort of in a hurry right
now. Oh, I know. You're always in a hurry these days. Can't stay home a minute.
Well, it's important.
Well, it's shocking, that's what it is. Oh, I have no intention of prying into your affairs, Jim. I wouldn't dream of asking you where you spend your time or who with.
Well, Mrs. Hamner, what's this all about?
The minute it happened, I said, thank heaven Mary isn't home to see her.
Her? What are you talking about?
She's waiting for you upstairs, that Miss Foster, or whatever her name is.
Molly? Here?
Yes, here. I won't have her on the premises, Jim. There are some things I just won't tolerate.
Molly.
Jim.
Molly, baby.
Oh, Jim.
Molly. What happened to you?
Give me a cigarette, will you?
Of course. I mean, what happened? Here you are.
I'll make it quick, Jim. There isn't much time. You'll have to understand in a hurry and help me. Please help me.
Well, you know I will.
You wanted to know what went on before you. I can tell you now. I have to. This is just the beginning.
Somebody hit you.
Clint, don't try to remember. I've never mentioned it.
I'll kill him.
You may get the chance if he finds out where I came.
Let him come.
You don't know Clint, honey. Jim, he knows Bradley Croft. He thinks he knows about the $12,000.
How does he know? How do you know?
I've known a long time.
How could you know? There was no one there but me. No one around at all.
I had a date with Bradley that night. He was supposed to meet me at Ocean Inn. When he didn't show up, I got a cab and went up to his house.
You knew Bradley Croft?
Your car was there. I took down your license number and left.
Why take my license number?
All right. Bradley Croft was my meal ticket, my clothes budget, my glitter boy. If I had competition, I wanted to know who it was.
I see.
I didn't love him, Jim. I never loved him.
Well, it's a little beside the point right now, isn't it?
I don't think so. I love you. I didn't mean to, but I do. I don't see how you can doubt that.
I don't know what I think, Molly. But at least that night, that first night at Ocean Inn, you couldn't have known who I was when you came out of the phone booth there. You couldn't have traced the license that soon.
No, I didn't know. Till later. It wasn't like Bradley to disappear. For a while, I thought you might know something about him. And then, pretty soon, I didn't care about anything. But you.
You said Clint beat you. Who's Clint?
The dirty work boy, the man with the gun. He worked for Bradley.
Maybe I ought to know what Bradley did.
He was a finger man. The personality kid who moved in the right circle, saw all the right jewels and who they belonged to. Clint did the follow-up work. They split.
Hmm? And you? What was your share of the take?
The basic things. Food, clothing, shelter.
Mm-hmm. What got Clint so excited today? Why do you want to push you around?
This? A little clip from the classified section of today's paper. Read it.
Let's see. Well, the owner of Gray 1952 Cadillac convertible, California, license number 1I742, wrecked on Paseo Miramar Tuesday night. Please contact Joe's garage at once. Important.
That's Brad's car.
Yeah, I know.
Clint's after Brad. Or the $12,000 he had on
it. I'm afraid both of them will be a little tough to find.
Jim, I love you. And I'll love you after you answer my question, no matter what the answer is. Did you kill Bradley?
No. No, he had an accident right in front of me. And the rest of it, you wouldn't believe if I told you.
Oh, darling, I'll believe anything you say. Just please love me. And please take me somewhere where Clint can't find me.
You think he followed you?
I don't know. He might have. He could have. Be careful, darling.
Hello?
Gary Myers, Jim.
Oh, yes, Gary.
You haven't forgotten about tomorrow, have you?
Tomorrow?
Yes. We're picking Mary up at the hospital. We're driving to the ranch.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, I haven't forgotten.
Well, we'd like to start about 10. You'll be there, won't you, Jim?
Yeah, sure. I'll pack her things and meet you there.
Good. Well, see you in the morning, huh?
Fine, Gary. Thanks. Night.
Night.
Come on, Molly. We'll drop by your place, pick up some clothes, and get going. Molly's apartment had been torn apart. Clint was really looking for that $12,000. We stayed just long enough for Molly to throw some clothes in a bag, and then I drove her to a motel right next to the Ocean Inn. I promised her I'd be back as soon as I got Mary's things packed for a trip. The phone was ringing when I opened my apartment door. Yes?
Jim, it's Molly.
What's wrong?
I've got to get out of here. The police have a roadblock leading up to Paseo Miramar. The bartender at the Ocean Inn told me they're looking for Brad's body to turn up.
But how? How would they know?
I don't know. He said something about how they started looking for him because there was no accident report filed on his car. Or something like that. I don't understand it. But I'm terrified. For you and for me.
I'll be right there, Molly. We'll work something out.
Jim.
I love you too, Molly. Goodbye. By the time I reached the beach, I knew what I had to do. I just wanted to see Molly once more, to tell her I loved her, and ask her if she'd wait. I didn't know what I'd done exactly. I guess it was larceny. A year or two or three, I wouldn't mind serving the time if I knew Molly would be waiting. The excitement of the roadblock reached as far as the motel.
Hey, wait a minute, Mac.
What do you want?
You remember me?
Yeah, the bartender. Look,
They found Bradley Croft up on Paseo Miramar.
Well, I've got to see Molly.
Wait, Mac.
Look, Phil, I'm in a hurry.
Don't go back there. She's not there.
What do you mean?
Mac, I'm sorry, but you gotta know. She's dead.
Dead? I just talked to her. She couldn't be.
A guy killed her. Clint somebody. They caught him right away.
She couldn't be.
I don't know how much it means now, but she was crazy about you, Mac. She bent my ear good about you.
Jim, you're late. Mary's all set out in the car.
I brought her bags. Gary, I've got to talk to you.
Well, come on, come on. We'll talk on the way to the car. I never saw a kid.
I'm not going to the car, Gary. I can't.
Jim, what's wrong?
Everything. Everything's wrong. But look, you like Mary, don't you? You and Liz, you know what a great kid she is.
She's like a daughter to us, Jim. You know that.
Could she be a daughter, Gary? Could you take care of her for me? If I just knew that Mary was okay with people she loved, who loved her, then...
Jim, what happened?
Well, Gary, didn't you wonder where a guy like me got the money for that stock? All of a sudden, I come up with a few $1,000s. Didn't you wonder about that?
Can I do anything to help, Jim?
Yeah. Like I said, you can take care of Mary. When she finds out about her big brother, try to help her understand, huh? Try and tell her so it won't hurt too much.
Mr. Stevens? Mr. Stevens?
What? Oh, you call me?
The district attorney will see you now, Mr. Stevens.
Girls, have you tried Shadow Wave? It's the most wonderful home permanent ever invented. Millions of women are finding Shadow Wave gives them a more beautiful wave and more easily than ever before.
Revolutionary new Shadow Wave has just one lotion that waves and neutralizes in a single application. There's no separate neutralizing step.
Simply put up your hair with Shadow Wave's exclusive new French-style curlers. They're the only curlers with end papers attached. Then apply Shadow Wave's new Miracle Lotion. It's the only lotion that waves and neutralizes in one application.
And that's all. Guess everything. No neutralizer, no rinsing, no timing.
Just let your hair dry and brush out into shadowy, soft, long-lasting curls.
Shadow Wave is guaranteed by the makers of Lux Toilet Soap. Guaranteed to give you the most beautiful and the easiest wave you've ever had, or your money back. Try Shadow Wave tomorrow.
Shadow Wave, 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 wave.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard The Glass Wall by John C. Fleming and Lois Eby, specially adapted for Romance by Kathleen Hite, starring Lamont Johnson with Joan Banks. Featured in the cast were Bill Johnstone and Bob Sweeney, with Irene Tedrow, Ralph Moody, Lynn Allen, and Larry Dobkin. Editorial supervision is by John Meston. Musical supervision by Earl Towner. Next week, Lux Toilet Soap, the complexion care that can give you refreshing, lasting new beauty, we'll bring you another story for your entertainment. James Street's unusual romance, I Am Not a Stranger. The Lux Hour of Romance and Mystery will continue in just a moment with Broadway's My Beat and the story of violence spun out of shock and riot of a carnival. But first, a brief pause for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.